Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So what exactly is making the Barbie movie so connected to women? We dissected from every single angle on our bonus content this week. Check it out, theburtshow.com/bonusBS. So Abby has a best friend that is like a polar opposite of her when it comes to like her view on life, right?
Yeah, when I always say that I live in worst case scenario land. She lives in like everything works out for me ever land, and the population is just her. She is one of those people that just rolls through life, has no anxiety about like small things. She'll have anxiety about big things, like, you know, she's gonna be a dentist, be anxious about teeth. But like when it comes to making dinner reservations, like me, I am a meticulous planner. I am mentally ill. I need everything planned out to a T. I need a schedule. I need a PowerPoint. I need a dress code. I need it all. So my best friend, Virginia, the one I'm referring to, came into town this weekend and nothing went to plan. But because of it, we ended up raging with some country music stars a little bit later in the night. So it's changed my perspective on life a little bit.
Who?
Wait. It's called a tease, Bert.
Okay. You got me all into it.
Gotta keep people here for 5 minutes. So my best friend, Virginia, had to fly into our city, and her flight kept getting pushed back. And so I'm like sitting at my apartment watching like the flight tracker. And I'm like, if it gets delayed another 30 minutes, we're going to miss dinner. And if we can't go to dinner, then we can't go to the speakeasy after. And it keeps getting pushed back, And then I'm like, okay, well, if it doesn't take off by 3 p.m., then I'm going to have to cancel the dinner reservations, and then I'll have to go to Publix and then make us a dinner. And of course, the plane takes off at like 2:55, which is like right at the edge of where she might have made our dinner reservations or not. So she takes off. Mm-hmm. She ends up landing. I am like furiously texting her. I'm like, okay, what's your ETA? Are you going to be here? Are you going to? So she comes to the apartment. I am like shoving her up to my apartment. I'm like, you have to change. We have to be in Buckhead in 3 minutes and we are already late. So I shove her into an Uber. We are driving there. We make it right on time. And we, you know, like that.
You sound like a blast.
I know, right?
I can tell you this, though, as the flaky friend, which I am, It is really nice to have people like Abby in your friend group because you know everything's going to be handled because I'll flake my way right through the night.
Here's the thing. My friends will complain about it for the first 15 minutes when we're in the Uber, but once we sit down, they are like shouting my praises because I am a great planner. Like once I sit down, once we're there, I'm a great time. I'm really nervous. So we finally get there. We get to the restaurant and I'm so excited. I love this place. It's one of those dinner spots where like it's a restaurant, but it feels like a bar and there's good food and the drinks come in fun glasses and the cocktails are good. I'm just so excited to be there. It's Friday night. My best friend's in town and we get there. They can't seat us. They gave away our table.
What?
It was the 14-minute rule or the 15-minute rule. We got there at 14 minutes. Mm-hmm. They gave away our table. And wow. I am freaking out.
Somebody wasn't showing enough cleavage.
That's
all I'm saying. They'll extend that thing to 30 minutes. They got the right amount of cleavage.
that was my friend Virginia's mentality. So we go inside to the bar and we're like, okay, who can we scam to give us like a table? Because it is packed. And I'm like going around. I'm like asking people. Like I'm a small Victorian child.
What are you asking people?
Please let me sit there. Are you done with your meal? I'm like a beggar at this point.
Are you done yet?
You turned into the hoverer?
What?
The hoverer.
Yes.
Where people are waiting. Like you can clearly see they're waiting for you to get up and pay the bill. You're that person?
Oh, yeah. I'm here to make things happen. I'm ready to eat. I was ready to grub. You know when you're excited to go to a restaurant? You kind of like, it's not that you starve yourself, but you like intentionally like don't eat as much. much. Uh-huh. That was me. So I'm hangry at this point. My best friend, Virginia, over there in best case scenario land. She's over there flirting with some guys. No problem, whatever. I'm over here working my butt off. I'm like, I'm trying to get us fed. And so I go over to her. She's talking to these dudes. And turns out these are like the... I don't know if they were the wealthiest people in the bar, but they were these guys with platinum cards. They're like, hey, we'll get you around to drinks while you're waiting. And I'm like, really? So we start chatting with them. We become besties with them, end up grabbing dinner somewhere else with them.
No way.
They have like this whole friend group, and this night ends up just falling together.
How
where
fun.
I know. So we grab dinner with them. We meet their friends, and we end up going to this other bar. Suddenly they're paying like $100 for us to skip the line. Next thing I know, I'm in a VIP booth.
What?
Oh, wow.
And they're like, these are our friends from Nashville. And I was like, Nashville, I love Nashville. I'm chatting up with some guy. And then the next day, I'm like texting the group because now we have a group chat. I'm like, oh, hi, friends. And I was like, who are these people that we met? I didn't get their numbers. And like, oh, yeah, that's Gary. He plays the keys for Luke Bryan or somebody. And I was like, you could have told us this last night. Like, I'm a huge, like, Luke Bryan or whoever it was fan. But we had the best time. And I was thinking, like, damn, I, like, really, like, get, like, stressed for no reason. And the night worked out perfectly, even though everything went wrong. So I think it's time for me to relocate from worst case scenario land to take a chill pill land.
Instead of like let go and let God, you just gotta let go and let Luke Bryan.
Yes. Or let go and let the platinum card.
Yes. Really.
Do you find like, I mean, because you say that you are wound pretty tight, right?
Yes.
But at the end of the day, like most things work out though, right?
No.
So they don't.
My last name is Murphy. What can go wrong will go wrong.
Okay. I mean, but you're operating that way, but logically, you know, like things are going to be okay, right?
No.
No, you don't.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice try, though.
Yeah.
Good, twice.
Good talk.
Yeah. If Luke Bryan couldn't make it right, I should have known not to try.
If her therapist hasn't been able to convince her, I hate to break it to you, you're not going to be able to convince her.
You know what? Therapists don't show up half the time.
All right. The Burt Show.